Welcome to the Poultry Health Today podcast, where we talk all health, all the time. Hear engaging interviews with today's leading industry experts. Hosted by Poultry Health Today editors, podcast episodes highlight the latest ideas, insights, and advice to improve poultry health, welfare, performance, and food safety.
Hi, I'm Rhonda Pick, Managing Editor of Poultry Health Today. Joining me is Dr. Don Ritter. He is Director of Technical Marketing at Mount Air Farms. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
We are going to chat a little bit about the new One Health Certified program. I know it's a USDA-backed program, but maybe share a little bit about your new announcement heading into 2020.
So we were the first company certified in the new standard. And we've been running the program since September of 2019. And then we got audited by USDA to verify compliance in late November. And then the program publicly launched on January 14th.
And talk about I think there's five pillars of the program as far as core aspects.
Yes, there are five main pillars of the program. Number one is biosecurity. Number two is veterinary care that relies on treatment thresholds for sick animals. So when animals cross that line, there's actions that have to happen. They're documented, veterinary involvement is required in 24 hours, treatment outcomes need to be measured. It's all a very tightly controlled system to take care of the animals properly and responsibly. That's the main goal of the program. Third part is antibiotic restrictions. Drugs that are important to human medicine have rules around their use. Okay, they can only be used to control and treat disease in sick animals. The fourth thing is animal welfare, where there's a third-party audited animal welfare program is required with an annual audit. And then the environmental impacts, where a life cycle assessment is required to calculate the carbon footprint of the animal production system, and waste management practices are also audited for each farm. So it's a comprehensive, multiple requirement program that addresses all aspects of animal production.
So initially, with the standards that have been set, they were set by a technical team that helped inform what the standards would be. And I believe it was specifically with chickens and turkeys initially. Is that correct?
Yeah, so the initial guidelines that are complete and the standards are out are for chickens and turkeys. And then more animal commodity proteins will be added. Pork will be next, and then work groups and other animal commodities such as eggs, dairy, and beef will be formed, hopefully in 2020, and work will begin in those proteins.
So you work for Mount Air Farms, and you guys are the sixth largest chicken producer in
yes.
the United States?
Sixth or fifth, yep.
Fifth or sixth. Talk a little bit about, you know, what was that process for you guys as you looked to, you know, join the One Health certification movement? What made you decide to jump on board and become the first people to become certified?
Right, so one core value of Mount Air Farms is that we're going to take care of the animals under our care. And some of the more restrictive or single attribute programs, such as no antibiotics ever, may at times put health and welfare of the chickens at risk. And we consider it unnecessary risk. So we were looking for a program that had responsible care practices, allows us to take care of the animals appropriately at all times, even the ones who have health challenges, and doesn't create a two-tiered product stream where you have what I call second-class chicken or second-class pork chops developed from that program. And that creates a consistent supply chain for our customers. So One Health Certified aligns with Mount Air's core value of allowing us to take care of the animals responsibly. And it is an evolving program where these practices will improve over time also, so it's not going to be obsolete.
What advice or insights do you have for other companies that might be looking to potentially get certified in the future? What have you learned?
Right, so this is a very comprehensive PVP program to run. And PVP program means process verified program that USDA will audit you on. So it takes more veterinary oversight than some folks are used to providing, I believe. It requires a lot more documentation than normal practice. So, you know, normal vets don't have reports they have to do every day. But in One Health Certified, the vet plans have to be filed every day. And so that's been a little bit of a change. And you've got to have the veterinary staff to cover those needs.
And it's based on action thresholds that are sort of built into the,
correct,
the program.
Correct, they're defined like action thresholds.
And chickens like mortality
is daily mortality.
So when companies do get the certification, another aspect of the program is specifically the meat label. So talk to me a little bit more about, you know, how that label differs. What are some rules that apply for using it? I think that's a very unique
right.
part of the program.
Right. So One Health Certified has its own trademark logos, and those are available to certified producers to put on their products. And so they are specific co-labeling is restricted. And so what that means is there's a list of restricted co-labels that you cannot put together with One Health Certified. For example, and wherever they're in the standards, they're written in the standards. No antibiotics ever is one. Non-GMO is one. All vegetable diet. All the kind of the negative or the absence labels that are confusing to consumers. The goal of One Health Certified labeling is to reduce consumer confusion and replace it with a logo that represents a balanced, comprehensive program.
So how soon could we potentially start seeing this label in the marketplace?
Yeah, so there'll be labeled products from our company with the One Health Certified logo on it entering retailers by mid-February.
Okay.
Yep. And we hope to add more as we keep meeting with customers. The customers have been very excited and positive reception to this program. We think it's a very good value proposition for our customers, and our consumer research indicates that. I think One Health Certified transforms conventional production into a benchmarked, audited system that's transparent. And I think One Health Certified gives some of the extreme program producers an area that they can transform to that will allow them to sell their products to a wider range of customers.
So if you look in your crystal ball 3 years from now, what does One Health Certified look like, and you know, how do you measure success for the program over time?
I think in the future that most animal proteins are going to be in some sort of verified production system. So One Health Certified is an excellent program that checks all the boxes, is backed by a very good organization, and I think it has the chance to become the majority of animal protein that is produced in the United States. There's always going to be people that want the most expensive products they can find. There's always going to be people that want the cheapest input cost they can find. But there's a huge middle that I think One Health Certified satisfies their needs.
Thanks for listening to the Poultry Health Today podcast. To get the latest news and interviews delivered to your inbox twice a week, subscribe to our e-newsletter by visiting poultryhealthtoday.com/join.